Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Select cities across the U.S.
and select cubicles around the world at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm a dude with a vagina. So the guy on Shameless, I told you he was dating this guy that's a trans man. And this the guy on Shameless is a gay guy.
Right.
He's dating, he's a regular gay guy.
Transitioning into a man or no, transitioning into a woman?
Just a trans man, they call themselves.
Does that mean
it's a woman with a vagina, but she wears a, she describes how many series of strap-ons and prosthetics she uses to have
okay,
sex.
Okay, so that's a woman transitioning to a man, correct?
Yes, but she's not going, the operation is not happening. She just uses a strap-on,
okay,
I guess, of some sort. I don't know.
That's good enough for me.
Right. But, yeah. But the gay man, they're making out now on the show. But he's afraid to go. He doesn't know how far to go with it, you know. And he describes what he doesn't want to have to do to a rubber one.
Right.
So Tomming it.
Understand his.
I never so Tommed a rubber one.
Apprehension.
That just stuck to the tape.
And that's a lie.
Yeah.
Right.
That could be a lie.
Yeah.
That could be a lie.
Yeah. From where I sit, I fail to see the pleasure in that.
Of what?
What you just described.
Oh, I know. You've seen that on porn, though. With chicks.
Yeah.
It's just weird. That's just for cameras. I zoom through that real quickly. It's Tan Line Tuesday, though. Don't zoom through that. At TNT Radio Empire.
Right. They're just
some
putting
hot
on,
ladies on there.
They're just putting on a show.
Yeah,
they're really
that's
not,
just lame.
They're really not digging that.
John C. McGinley later on from the show Stand Against Evil on IFC tomorrow night. Petey Mac, a little sports coming out.
Craig, do you have the story? Are you aware there is a lethal dose of sugar?
Yeah.
You may have a lethal dose of sugar, you know, sitting in a basket somewhere in your house this morning.
How much is that, though? Because, you know, when we were kids, I mean, when you loved candy, you loved candy. And you just ate piles of it.
Well, I'll let Craig give you the stat here.
I'll have to find it. It's in the stack somewhere.
I got it right here if I can help you out.
Go ahead.
If you're 100.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. I got it for a 180-pound dude.
Experts say overdosing on Halloween candy might not seem like a bad way to go, but it's almost impossible.
Oh, it's impossible.
Oh, impossible.
Researchers at the American Chemical Society, in order to give yourself a 50-50 chance of consuming a lethal amount, you need to ingest 13.5 grams of sugar for each pound of your body weight.
That's almost like a mouse getting cancer for drinking.
The average man weighs in at about 200 pounds, so he would need to eat 155 fun-size Snicker bars.
How about a 100-pound kid? Because that's who's eating.
Or
this stuff.
102 fun-size packages of plain M&Ms in one sitting. So 100 would be 155 divided by 2.
75.
Subtraction experts.
77 and a half.
77 fun-sized Snickers.
That's a 50-50 chance.
Yes.
And because my son, he's not going to eat that much, but that's a lot.
Right.
77 fun-sized.
Or 51 fun-sized packages of plain M&Ms.
Right. There's like six kids. Ryder had five buddies over, and they all got done not really early. They just had full bags of candy. They all went down the basement to lay it all out and trade, or just to keep whatever they had. And they all left around 8:30, all the kids did. I went down there with a garbage bag, and the candy wrappers, the empty ones, laying around that floor, looked like 8 days of garbage at some dude's house.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my God, all these kids are going home. I mean, it was unbelievable, and they were down there maybe a half hour just woofing everything in sight. Empty candy wrappers everywhere. And that was the greatest when you could do that.
Yes.
You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, the stat I had is a 180-pound guy could OD by eating 262 fun-size bars of any kind.
First of all, you'd be too full.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just can't do that.
Is that guy in Wichita who likes to kill people during contests still doing stuff like this?
You know, it's funny. I just saw radio trade people. That happened in 07.
Yeah.
There's a guy in Wichita who was involved with killing a guy.
No, a woman.
Killing a woman in San Francisco area on the radio.
Sacramento.
Save a pee for a wee, whatever again.
Hold your wee for a wee.
Yeah, if you hold your pee so long, you die. You can die.
She was drinking water constantly.
And not peeing.
You can drink too much water.
And she wouldn't pee.
Right.
You had to drink water and not pee to win, a cassette deck or something?
No, a wee.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a wee.
A Nintendo Wii.
That's right.
Hold your wee for a wee.
She died. And even I just saw yesterday, get on the trade period, some other final thing came down on that. And they're still blaming the asshats that worked in the morning. But that dude got a job, right? Is he on Wichita still somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's out in Wichita. I think some promotional people got
fired. They all
fired
got blown
too.
Out. Everybody there.
Because I think they had several phone calls from medical people saying, this is kind of a bad idea.
Remember the audio at the time. We played the audio.
But I just wanted them to file that for the future. Get a 180-pound guy in there and see if he can eat 300 fun-sized Butterfingers.
I guarantee you, a guy can do that.
Yeah.
And he would do that if he was allowed to, but
and then
you'd die by death of, how'd you die, Butterfinger?
He gets a pair of chief tickets or whatever.
Oh, definitely chief tickets, right?
They would be.
Drivers in the South and Mid-Atlantic states are almost certainly going to be paying more for gas in the coming days and weeks. AAA says that the pipeline explosion and fire in Shelby County, Alabama, will choke off gas supplies and end the recent dip in gas prices. Prices jumped following a leak in the very same pipeline in September. Drivers in Georgia saw prices go up 28 cents a gallon, 17 cents a gallon in Tennessee. One person killed, five injured yesterday when a crew doing excavation work ruptured the pipeline.
Last night.
Nice. Camp Clinton, for the fireworks on election night. The New York Post reports a barge full of fireworks is set to go off on the Hudson River behind the Javits Center.
Don't count your
where
chickens.
Where Hillary
man.
Will
yeah.
hold her election night party as she awaits the results.
Don't count your chickens.
This was planned before the thing on Friday where they mentioned more emails. It is unclear what will happen to the fireworks if Clinton does not win. Maybe Trump is having a party on the same river.
They won't set them off?
Yeah.
Does that, you know?
Yeah. Or you can sell them to Trump.
Well, I mean, I don't see why this is a story. Of course, you're going to hope for the best and plan for a win.
It's not,
and you just tell the people at the fireworks, hey, if we don't win, don't shoot them off.
Right. I'll come out and apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, maybe what you do then is you give those fireworks to the little kids in Zimbabwe, you know, like where the T-shirts
are. Oh, like the T-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not paying for them if they're not shooting them off. Well, don't just ship them over
Trump
there.
Trump ain't paying for them at all.
Yeah, ship them over there with a qualified pyrotechnician and give those kids something they've never seen in their life. Well, Hillary's not paying for it.
True, the DNC is paying for it, right?
Not if they don't win. Nobody's paying for
it. I know.
Can't expect the company just, somebody was going to pay for this.
You send them over there, you give all the little kids Hillary, president T-shirts and shoot off the fireworks. And they won't know the difference.
They won't know the difference.
And they'll have a great time.
Who doesn't love fireworks?
And they'll wear that T-shirt till it wears out. You know, until the next Super Bowl.
January.
February.
February. CVS is being accused of bias against your grandparents. Attorneys at
By the way, they're going to die.
Attorneys at a Manhattan law firm filed 7 discrimination lawsuits against CVS. They say they've got whistleblower testimony from 16 former employees who say that the CVS Loss Prevention Handbook warns workers that seniors on fixed incomes pose a, quote, special shoplifting concern, end quote.
Oh, my God.
The attorney says that old people are sometimes harassed by CVS security personnel who insist on inspecting their bags as they leave the store. So far, CVS has no comment.
I thought the most of the handbook said young, you know, black people or long hairs were the ones you should be watching.
Well, young black people and old white ladies are getting searched even CVS.
Yeah, well,
apparently.
CVS doesn't sell rap CDs and Hennessy.
Still, everybody's got to go to the pharmacy every now and then.
Yeah, you're getting bandages from your old age spots.
I would think, the old folks, those are your best customers at CVS. Why are you scrutinizing them?
Not if they don't have any money. Coming in for extra stuff on their fixed income.
They're buying stuff. No old lady goes to CVS and just walks around and walks out. They buy crap.
I don't know.
I'd say the CVS is more familiar with the CVS than any of us in this room.
Is senior citizen shoplifting a problem?
I don't think so. Not
they think so. They've been in the store more often than we have.
But don't you think that CVS doesn't want a reputation of a hassling seniors?
That's why you don't put it in the handbook. You tell them individually.
I know, because the seniors are going to hear this and go, I'll just go to Walgreens. They're right beside each other.
You take the loss prevention people to the park bench and you tell them this.
Right.
You don't put it in the handbook.
No, you're right. Because if I'm an old person, I ain't shopping there.
Right.
If you're going to discriminate against fellow old dudes or old chicks.
And they have no
I'm
comment.
I'm going to Walgreens right next to them.
Yeah. That's what you said. They have no comment.
As of yet.
The comment should be, we love old people shopping here.
Yeah.
Wonder where they're shoving stuff.
Well, they were complaining about CVS checking bags.
On the way out. Yeah, that's
so that's apparently where they're putting
it.
Don't
hassle the old
lady. New study suggests that marijuana may help improve night vision.
That's weird.
Well, that's the glaucoma, isn't it?
The study author told the Montreal Gazette that cannabinoids were increasing the excitability of cells in the eye that connects to the brain.
Craig, you should be able to see across the room in a pitch dark, man.
I can't.
Well, Todd should be.
So maybe I need to smoke more.
Or Petey. Petey's still younger.
Why do you need that little light over your reading area? You should be fine.
Because it doesn't work for me, or I don't smoke enough weed.
Or you went up to the hill and then down back to the other side of the hill. There must be a peak weed looking through the sky. I would say Petey probably passed that a couple years ago himself.
I'm saying I need more.
Yeah.
That could be it.
I need more weed.
That could definitely be it.
Or some people don't respond to it as well. So that would be a case.
We have three cases right here of guys smoked weed for a long time.
Maybe you need
one of you
more.
Guys should be able to see through the darkness.
It's not me.
It's not you. Todd's got the granny glasses. Well, he didn't wear them in the morning.
It's mostly
he had them on near the night though.
Glaucoma related.
Todd was a clown with glasses on.
Yeah, you
why'd you wear glasses there and not here?
Because my eyes get tired at night.
Oh, just tired. Okay.
Yeah.
See, he can't see better at night.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I don't know about that one.
Looking at you guys all morning. My eyes get exhausted.
I don't blame you.
We can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're looking back.
Right. You guys are not easy on the eyes.
We understand. James Cameron says he hopes that his Avatar sequels can be in 3D without the need for special glasses.
When did they invent that?
Well, I don't know.
I think they invented
during
that.
A recent motion picture technology awards gala. Cameron said he was pushing film innovation in the next Avatar movies. He thinks 3D with no glasses will eventually happen.
Yeah, I think everything will happen eventually, but when?
Eventually.
We saw 3D TV, 7, 8 years ago now?
Yeah.
At Furniture Mart here, the Nebraska Furniture Mart, great store. And we had to put the goggles on to watch a golf match.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. But that stuff doesn't sell because nobody wants to sit around with goggles on. And most stuff wasn't in 3D yet.
No, yeah, there was like special channels.
But it was the bushes in front of the green were right in your face. It was like you're watching it right. It was really cool. But and then that kind of the craze went away because you can't hand out 45 pair of goggles to your house every time you have friends over.
I don't think I think it was cost prohibitive to broadcast in 3D.
But once they figure out how to do it without glasses.
I remember
it'll be amazing.
At some point, they had the technology where you didn't have to wear the glasses, but like the screen couldn't be any bigger than like 32 inches, and the optimal viewing distance was like 2 feet.
Yeah, you had to get right up on top of it.
It was completely prohibitive to any more than just one person watching.
Yeah, and the old 3D was just the green and the red. And I saw porno in 3D years ago at a movie theater.
Duck.
Yeah, you did. You felt like you had the duck. They did a lot of that. Penises came right out the screen.
Whole theater.
It was Buffalo. We're grateful.
All high school dudes, too, in that movie.
Whole theater leans to the left all in unison.
It was weird. It really was. It was strange.
Was it like Viewmaster porn?
You know, remember the old, you see the little plastic glasses. Yeah, it was. Well, I saw a 3D movie, a regular 3D movie once like that. If you take them off, there was just green and red trails on the screen. And that thing filtered those out, and it did look a little in 3D.
Yeah.
Now, this is a long time ago, but we saw porn in 3D in high school at the local skin theater. That makes me sound old.
Virtual reality mask that they put on.
Yeah, I hate that commercial. Yeah. They're showing more of those commercials. Oh, my God, wow.
Is that 3D?
What's going on? It's the best thing ever. Show us.
I don't know. I don't know if it looks 3D or if it's like
virtual,
immersive, so you feel like you're in it. I don't know.
Right.
Urine or you're in it?
In it. You are
what
in
do you
it.
Feel like urine is weird.
So there must not be a way hook up a camera because it must not translate.
No, I don't.
It must not, but the commercials do bug me.
Right,
though.
Unless your own brain.
They're making more of them now.
Is processing it.
Right.
But, they should at least describe what's going on.
Yeah, I don't get the commercial yet.
Holy crap, that plane's coming right at me.
Right.
That something.
Penis is flying out of the screen.
Yeah.
Duck. There was also some other, in that movie. It was also a.
It's coming right at my mouth.
I mean,
sorry,
that's exactly what I'm talking about. There was also some of those shots in the screen, and they would, stuff would shoot out. True, man.
Did you duck?
Well, you didn't want to,
no.
But
Were you inclined to duck?
Yeah.
No.
It was really weird.
Or were you inclined to jump up and
the
catch
guy
it?
That didn't duck? You go, oh, hey, what's up?
Hey.
Happy Movember.
This was a test.
Yeah. It was a test. About 10 guys went to that movie.
You failed.
One guy didn't duck. And we always thought, we always figured he was gay.
So there was an old Cella a few weeks ago.
I was reading.
Featuring.
Yeah. Did they film that?
McCartney.
Oh, I have to believe
they had to film that. They're going to make so much more money on the back end.
That's got
to
be a Blu-ray set.
The Doors.
The Doors were great.
Yeah. Well, I love Hendrix weekend.
I read it was they were all in rare form, man. All had a great time.
Pete Townsend was asked about the event.
I heard they particularly put on a great show, The Who did.
Yeah.
But what'd he say?
Pete Townsend said, I'd be a liar if I said, it was really fun, man. It was great.
Well, he's the wrong guy to ask, don't you think?
He said, it wasn't great. It was a gig. I did it. I got paid.
Yeah.
Playing live means nothing to me anymore.
Well, they've seen it all. Isn't that funny? You talk about guys that have seen it all. I mean, they're not impressed by anything nowadays.
Yeah. The last few conversations.
Those six bands.
Yeah. I've read or heard out of Craig coming from Pete Townsend are just jaded.
He's just jaded
as hell.
So maybe they should have hung it up in 80?
It was 81, then 89. They had two farewell tours, 81 and 89.
Because it sounds like Pete's been phoning it in since then.
Well, when you see him on stage, Joe, it looks like he's into it. It just,
it kind of blows the illusion when you find out he's not.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but he's a pro.
I get it.
He gets up there and he does his job. And then he gets off stage and says, that sucked. Give me my money.
You just like to think that the band you're seeing enjoys doing shows.
Yeah.
You've
been playing shows since 1963. You might be over it.
tell.
That's Jagger a long time,
Jagger
man.
And Richards look like they're still having a good time.
But they don't say they're not.
That is the key.
It's the key. It's saying it.
The other portion of the Who, Roger Daltrey, says rock and roll is over and rock has reached a dead end.
Actually, I find it the other way around. I think pop's reached a dead end.
The future?
Listen to it, man.
The future, according to Roger Daltrey, is hip-hop.
And that would, 10 years ago, I'd agree with that. But you have people don't.
He said the only people saying things that matter are the rappers.
All that say things that matter.
He went on to call most pop music meaningless and forgettable.
Well, pop music. In a moment. Yeah, yeah.
That's not true. Bieber's
reached
a
dead end.
Yeah, maybe it has. There's not a lot of new rockers coming out.
No, there are, but the problem is it everybody just sounds like somebody else.
Well, that's
I mean, it's not always been that way because there's bands in the 60s, there was nothing before them that they had to sound like.
Right. No one recently has emerged and sounded really different.
We went through heavy metal, we went through punk, we went through a new wave, we went through just rock and roll and blues rock. You're right, the best have already done it. And anything now, it's an homage to somebody else.
The grunge.
Know? Right.
Well, and the other problem is, the whole fact that there's so many other ways for bands to get out there nowadays.
Right, right.
It's a double-edged sword because there's more ways for your band to be discovered, but there's also more ways for people to miss you.
But I still like
bands. They're not going to find
you. I still like new bands. When I hear a new band song, it's got a good hook to it. I don't care if it's stolen or not. It's still a good hook. What I don't get is some indie bands where there's no hook at all. And you see those once in a while on SNL or just flip through the TV and see. And I'm thinking, what is about? There's nothing going on here except for there's no hook.
It's just meandering aimlessly.
Right. I know this city brags itself about being this independent music scene, but it's like, do you know any of these songs?
No.
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 And they don't rock.
No. They really
don't rock.
No.
Something hip hop's done, like rock can't. Is, any new artists or whatever, like there's a lot of featuring, so you can just find singles.
But that's
like
all Jay-Z it is. That's Meek all Mill it is, like, though. I mean,
well,
I,
sure, but what's wrong with that?
Everything.
Why?
It's just /something/something.
But what's wrong with that?
All sounds the same to me. And I have been listening to a lot recently more because my kids listen to it.
No, but Pete's right. You kind of get an all-star cast on almost every song.
Well, yeah.
You can at least get some, you can find somebody you maybe wouldn't have found on your own. Like, for instance, a new band isn't going to get to do a song with Pearl Jam or something like that. Pearl Jam has a new single out featuring so-and-so.
Well.
Whereas, Jay-Z might have a new song out. It features some up-and-coming artist, something like that. And all of a sudden, dude's like top 10 on iTunes.
Yeah, well, that
the growth in hip hop is different right now.
But it also doesn't make it good. It makes it, if you like it, you like it. You don't like it, you don't care. I mean, that's just like any music.
No, but it's a good point.
If you like heavy metal. If you're a heavy metal fan, you can find heavy metal. If you like rock and roll, you can find rock and roll. I mean, I think that you guys are discounting that people can find what they want to hear.
I think you have to seek it out a little bit
more
these days.
Yes, you do.
It used to be it would show up on the radio, and there it was.
Right.
There's more avenues to find it. You have to seek it out a little bit more these days.
And I think a lot of top 40 and hip hop has reached their limit, too. It's like, okay, I heard that, been there. I mean, you guys, I don't like hip hop, but I did watch that. What was the name of the movie we talked about?
Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, and I wasn't into hip hop at the time, so I didn't know any of those songs. When I watched the movie, I thought, well, no wonder people think music sucks today, because that actually was decent stuff. And a lot of hip hop today doesn't sound anything like that.
No, but to Petey's
they're the Zeppelin of hip hop.
Guys who could feature new rock artists, the Rolling Stones instead choose to have Brooks and Dunn open up for them.
Oh, that's a damn,
Paul McCartney
that
instead
here.
Chooses. Some DJ.
That was here.
U2 instead has Kanye West
You're
open
right.
up for
I agree
him.
With you. I agree. That was lame.
Right.
It's totally lame.
Give some new rock guys a chance.
I agree with you on that. That was lame.
It's kind of like that stat about craft beer and its exponential growth versus domestic beers. I mean, the reason why, it's like rock and roll can't grow anymore, can it? Whereas hip hop, I guess, has some new ways to get new audience.
There's
people.
A point where
I know you like it, Petey, but hip hop all sounds alike to a lot of people.
I'm just
even
saying,
younger people.
Its growth potential there is because of the way they've kind of manufactured their own.
Yeah, the rock may have hit critical mass.
Yeah,
I think hip hop's hit critical mass. Look at top 40 right now, and radio is having trouble. And that's an inside radio thing, so nobody cares about
it. Go look at iTunes, the top 40 songs or something. I swear like 15 of them are Drake.
Yeah, they're kids.
Featuring somebody.
Yeah, my 10-year-old kid downloads them.
Yeah.
Right. He does.
Because Ed ain't downloading the iTunes.
No. Right? And I'm not either. Well, I do, but not Drake. Great. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.